Kelman on CliffCentral.com. This is the Spoken Hustle. On Kelman on Cliff Central.
Boom. And your boy at V underscore the everything except on Snapchat where it's Vaughn the Poet.
Yeah, that's me.
is in the building. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. I'm feeling a little bit tired, but I'm good.
I don't know how I feel about this. You're gonna, this sentence starts with, in terms of the agenda for today's big Spoken Hustle.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there is time in 2016 to beat around the bush.
Yeah.
But that's because 2016 is almost over.
Yeah, that's true. There's no time left for anything.
It's, at the end of August. Hang on. Let me see if I get my maths right here.
9 months.
9, 10, 11, 12. At the end of August, we are 2/3 of the way into the year.
Yeah, for
which
real.
Means you've got 4 months to turn everything around.
9 months in, bro. It's crazy.
8 months in.
Yeah, at the end of August.
Yes.
It's
9. Oh, yeah. I just...
it's nuts, bro.
Yeah.
It's time flies. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's where the idea... That's where sort of the concept comes from. Because, you know, I feel like us in today's world, and I think it's just life in general, to be honest, we kind of know what we want to a certain degree, or we kind of know what we want to say to people in moments and in circumstances and contexts, whenever, you know, we always somehow know what it is that we believe in or want to say, or want to do, you know. You know, obviously there's a period where you first figure that out, but once you know that you want to say it and do it. But I feel like a lot of us kind of don't, because we don't always do it straightforward and quick enough, you know. We delay our wants and our desires a little bit, because maybe we feel it might make people feel uncomfortable. You might risk a bit of a relationship. You know, these type of things can sometimes delay the internal desire you have for something, or want that you have, or desire that you have to say something or do something, you know. And I was thinking about it, like, obviously in my own context, and, you know, perhaps things would move a lot quicker if we just said things straight up when we felt we needed them or wanted them. We didn't, like, try and plan an approach, or we just said, yo, man, this is what I think, this is what I believe, or, you know, my girl, this is what I think, this is what I believe, or mom, you know, dad, this is what I want, da-da-da. You know, maybe if we did those things straight up, instead of trying to beat around the bush and plan this perfect execution of just explaining what it is you want or desire, maybe things would happen a little bit quicker, you know? I feel like the reason I said 2016 is because I kind of refer to, like, our generation and, you know, the times we live in, when... Almost, it's so crazy that, like, image has become almost like it's everything. Your image these days is everything, like your brand and all this bullshit that everyone talks about, right? So it's like that has created such an underlying idea of how you should approach people or organizations or relationships or girlfriends or mothers or parents with what it is you want. You know, it's like you kind of start sitting back and thinking, am I that kind of guy? Do I want to be seen as the guy that says it like this? Do I want to be seen as the guy that stands on stage and says things like this and does things like this, or goes to the boss and says it like, do I want to be seen as that guy? You know, whereas maybe we should just say, I want to do that, and I think I should do it as quickly as I possibly can, because it's what I want. You know, as opposed to being so worried about what it is you might come across as, maybe worry about the point, which is trying to say what it is you want to do, or say what it is you think, you know. In that sense, I think we beat around the bush to our own demise or to our own detriment, because things take a bit longer, you know. It's like, it's weird. It's like we delay the progress we could experience, just because we're not straight up.
Which is one of the hardest things to do, because everyone thinks that they're good at reading sensitivities of a moment or intricacies of a moment. Some are better than others, but actually saying what you want and walking into a room and saying what you want, we're afraid of it. Sometimes I think with a bit of a just reason, because people don't always take that good to you walking in and saying, I want X, Y, and Z. So absolutely, a lot of it's about tone.
Yeah.
But getting clear on, because it also requires that you're clear on what you want.
That's the thing. So that's why I say, like, the process before is kind of identifying what it is you want first, and being sure about what you say. So it's not about just being ignorantly blasting out demands or wants. You know, it's not necessarily like that, because that's actually, you're quite a moron if you do that without thinking about it. So it's kind of being like, you're 100% right, kind of knowing what it is you want, what it is, being sure that it is, this is what you want, and then just being, you know, brave enough to say it. And and you know, these are the kind of things I feel like in business and in relationships and in friendships are the types of ideologies we should start shifting. You know, I think we should get to the point a lot quicker in a lot of things we do, in a lot of things in our lives. We should just be like, you know, and get to the point in a manner that doesn't necessarily, or I'm not going to say it like that because it will offend, or it could offend and it could step on toes. But I would like to live in a space or create a way of doing these type of things where the person receiving the honest, straight up truth, or the honest, straight up wants or desire, doesn't choose to get offended. They rather choose to listen to it and then tell them straight back what they think, what they want. And then that person that receives that also doesn't choose to get offended, and rather, you know, maturely tries to work out some sort of a solution, or if not, shake hands, no bad blood, and part ways type of thing. You know, where, because I kind of feel like this life we live, there's certain things we just need to get done, and we need to do, and we need to move. We have goals, we have dreams, and I think it just cuts out all the fluff when you're able to just tell this, you know, tell the people straight up what it is, you know, and wait for the response. Like, put it out into the universe and wait for that response. We kind of delay our own progress in a little bit of an abstract way, but I think in a way that's fundamentally impactful in our lives.
So how do we get better at just being more? And I'm very envious of people, by the way, that are able to do this.
Yeah.
But then there might be some people that think that I do it well, which, by the way, I don't think I do well at all.
But sometimes you don't think you do anything well at all. I mean, like, come on, bro. Like, seriously.
But how does one get better at perhaps being a little bit more to the point and at the forefront of what you want?
It's tough. It's something that I'm also trying to work on.
You have to grab your balls and walk into the room.
Yeah, dab your dildo.
Yeah, dab that dildo and get on in there.
You know what I think it is, man? I think, you know, if I have to try and answer this with a little bit of, I don't know, man, like, I haven't experienced it 100% yet because I'm kind of going through it now. I'm trying to work on that side of me. I think, you know, what I'm doing is I'm kind of just developing some sort of confidence in my own wants and my own thoughts, and not second guessing why it is I think in a certain way, or why it is I see things in a certain way. Because sometimes, you know, when you're a thinker, when you, you know, somewhat of a person that is a bit of a maverick, you know, you kind of want to do things different to how the world does things, and you got different ideologies on certain life events and just life in general. You know, you kind of see things differently, or you kind of work on seeing things differently. In that sense, if you're a bit of a maverick like that, you kind of sometimes question yourself, you know, because you're always bombarded with what is sort of normal. And you know, you're always bombarded with people getting married at 25 and 26 and 27, and dudes, you know, buying their first houses, and dudes buying their mom's cars, and like guys working at banks, and guys wearing suits and going to social on Main every Friday and picking up chicks, and, you know, whatever, like talking about gym, and, you know, and these types of things are so, like, such a normal stream in society that, you know, if you're the type of person who looks at it and says, you know, I don't want to do that at all. I don't want to kind of be in that, like, sort of slipstream of what society's like, because it's very easy. I mean, you know, you look at it on social media. I promise you, bro, if you go on social media, man, right now, you guys do it at home right now, go on social media and just scroll through your timeline and try to pick up the similarities in the images you see, and then look at the people who post those images. You can start seeing similarities even though they don't know each other, because society's created this normal idea of what people should be doing. You know, social media has created that too, you know, and it's like that slipstream and that way of living is something that I think we all are a part of. But if you're aware of it, you kind of try and make effort to not be like that. So you try and redefine what you think life should be like in your own terms, you know. And I do that quite often, and I try and live my life like that, you know, to be honest. And sometimes because I do that, I question myself. I say to myself, but Vaughn, like, really though, like, does it make sense? Because in the bigger picture, are you even thinking in the right way? Are you even? And I kind of like decided to stop doing that, because when I ask myself those questions, I don't have the answers. Like, I can't answer myself. Even though I've asked them all the time, there's no answer. But I know that my natural instinct doesn't want me to slip into that stream. So I trust my instinct. I trust my intuition. And I say, well, I don't want to be like that. There must be a reason I don't want to be like that. It must be something that fulfills me subconsciously, you know, not being like that, you know. So I choose not to, and I choose to go against the grain or go against the stream or whatever the case is, and try create a new way of thinking, a new way of living, even if it's just in my own life. And I think, like, what I've started to try and do now is try and have confidence in that. Try and have confidence in my intuition and my natural gut feelings and my thoughts. Have confidence in them and be brave enough to communicate those thoughts when the time is needed, you know, and not allow yourself to second guess your intuition, you know, because maybe if we live off our intuition, we will learn a little quicker and maybe we can grow a little quicker, you know, because I feel like it's easy to, in a sense, in inverted commas, sell out. It's the way I see it. It's easier, but I don't really...
It's more comfortable, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't really want to do that. And I'm still trying to figure out what it is, you know? What is it that I can do? What is it that I can really excel at and really be renowned for? You know, what is this thing that I can do? I'm trying to find that, you know? And I'm testing myself. Like, I'm really trying to work on certain things and certain skills and ideas and, like, you know, things like that where I can say one day, shit, you know, I'm actually pretty good at this, you know, and it wasn't what's traditionally expected from a young man, or maybe I just approach the way I do things that are traditional in a different manner, you know. Maybe it's just the relationships I build, maybe it's just the way I carry myself, or the way I execute my ideas, or, you know, whatever it is. I just feel like I want to be different. And now, to answer the question you asked about how do you get, you know, that confidence, it's just developing a confidence in your intuition and why it is you feel like that, and not second guessing it, and then being brave to communicate.
Yeah, your intuition. I mean, as a kid, you follow your intuition, and sometimes it's not the greatest idea because then you start eating sand and the other kid chat and say, that's not great.
Yeah, and like Vaseline and shit like
but
that.
But it's a very, very powerful thing to follow, and in terms of, you know, listening to an inner voice. It's really important to be in touch with that. Let's go to Kenneth quickly and see what Kenneth thinks of all of this. Kenneth, how's it going?
Oh, good. We're good out here. Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up, dude?
Yeah, dude, I just wanted to ask Vaughn something.
Yeah, shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like Vaughn, how do you stay like consistent in what you do, and like just. You know, like, we all have dreams out here. I feel like every millennial out here has a dream. We've watched TV, we've watched all the movies.
Yeah.
And, like, how do you stay consistent? Because I feel like something new, like, distracts us every day.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, every day you get a new dream or a new goal that kind of comes your way.
Yeah, like Snapchat, you just see someone there doing, like,
that's crazy. You know, the first thing I would say is, you know, don't allow yourself to be too influenced. That's one thing. You got to kind of think about what it is you want to do in the bigger picture. What's the kind of person you want to be, you know? And you can set a goal on being a type of person, and you can do various jobs within the same industry, or you can do various things building up towards that type, the person you want to be. But I would say the main thing is to try and not be as influenceable as it sounds, because if you're going on Snapchat and seeing someone doing something and you automatically start that becomes your dream, it's a little bit crazy, man. You gotta be a little bit strong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta work on not being so influenceable, man.
And how do you figure it all out? Like, being young, like, it's not really easy.
Yes.
Like how do you figure it all out? Like, how do you figure out what your like purpose is or whatever? Is that just one of the mysteries of life, or
yeah? You know? Yeah, that's crazy. You know, the thing is, I'm still trying to figure it out, to be honest with you, bro. I haven't really figured it out, but I'll tell you what I do. The one thing that I do is that we obviously want to get somewhere, right? So there's obviously a destination we want to reach. We kind of know it in our hearts, like in our minds. We kind of have this idea of what...
And we know how to get there.
Yeah, yeah, we've got this idea of what it is, right? But we don't always... We sometimes we don't always know, you know, what what's the route to take? Should I take left? Should I take right? You know, should I keep on going straight? Like, there's a few avenues you can take to end up in the same place. What I say is just keep moving, man. If you keep moving and you keep doing things and you keep trying, in various different things, just keep moving, because it's when you move, you can get somewhere. It's when you kind of don't do anything, you stay in one place. So as long as you keep on moving, you know, you'll end up somewhere that's fulfilling. Especially if you're aligning the things you're doing when you're moving with, you know, what this concept is of who you want to be. You know, if you can do that, I think, you know, we'll come right eventually. We'll come right eventually if we keep moving in some or other direction.
Oh, everyone, thanks a lot, bro.
Alright, cool, my
brother. I listen to your show every Monday, bro.
Oh, that's dope, man. Thank you very much, bro. Thank you, man.
Thanks for the call, Kenneth. There you go. That was a loaded questions, rather you than me.
That's crazy, though. I'm like, damn, bro.
What is purpose? What is life?
Yeah, but it's, you know, that's the thing, though, bro. Like, this is what young people are asking. Mm. You know, it's real. It's like, it's really, I understand how he feels. I really understand how he feels, man. Like, I feel like that. I feel like a lot of us feel like that. We sit at home, bro, and we look at all this stuff, like a house, a car, like, bro, like insurance, like life insurance, like investments, like all these things. And we think to ourselves, like, well, what are we going to do? Like, what am I going to do? Because at the same time, like, we don't feel like we just want to work to have those things. Like, I don't, bro. I don't want to work just to have money. Like, I want to work to do cool things, you know, and I'm trying to figure out what those cool things are. And I know a lot of young people feel like that. We want to be more than, you know, because how many people wake up, like, are born, live and die,
well,
accountants or marketing strategists, or, you know, a lot of us do that, bro. Millions of people year in and year out do that. So, and I know that I know that, you know, not everyone can be a Steve Jobs or whatever the case is, but in your own way, you know, you can feel some sort of satisfaction that you don't need to be worldly renowned for it, but you can feel an internal peace because you've kind of done things in a way that is a little different, you know, and your life was a little different. Your immediate family can notice it and see it, and you feel it. You feel like, wow, man, you know what? I did this my way, you know, and I think that's kind of like what we're looking to do. And that's why I understand, the question of purpose and all those things, because it's something I think we always think about, like, well, I do, and I try and keep moving and keep doing things that will hopefully one day put me in the space I want to be in, bro.
That's it. That's all you can do. give me the big takeaway power line for the week ahead.
Now, besides dabbing your dildos.
Yeah, dab that dildo.
Cat, though. Cat almost jumps out of her seat.
It's not a thing.
Cat, it's a real thing.
Dabbing dildos is not a thing, guys.
I want to make you a cap where that says that. That's going to be lit. I think the takeaway would be to keep moving. I think, you know, the more we move, the more chance we have of ending up somewhere, you know. It's when we stand still and become stagnant that we become our own worst enemies.
Yeah.
So in order to keep moving, I think, you know, take the time to think about what it is you want or what it is you believe in, and then develop the confidence in that, and don't second guess yourself. Believe in your intuition and believe in your gut feeling, and don't settle for what society has deemed as normal yet. You know, don't settle yet. Don't settle ever if you can avoid it, and do things. Try to do things your way, man. Because, you know, you were born into this life, and you own your own life, and you own your own time. And we should, you know, be able to spend it how we feel.
Power, I dig it. It's at @V_the_everything on all social media except for Snapchat, where it's Vaughn the Poet.
Yeah,
thank you very much,
that's
sir.
That's the one, bro. Thank you, bro. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.